This is our time for testimonies. If you have something you'd like to share, how God's been working in your life, or if you have a prayer request you'd like to ask us to pray for, this is your chance for anyone who'd like to please come up to the mic and share. I'll start off. Our son, Micah, he was invited by Darcy and Art last Sunday, a week ago, to go to their house to stay overnight. He came home the next day, and he didn't really say much about it, so I don't really know a whole lot about, you know, how the experience was, but I thought maybe, I guess Art's not here right now, I thought maybe he'll be back. Okay, well, maybe when Art comes back, he could share a little bit more, but I know our son said one thing, that it's very beautiful up there. He loved the nature up there. It was really beautiful. He really, really loved that a lot, so we're thankful that he was able to do that, and ask your continued prayers for our son, Micah. This is everybody's time. Please come up and share.
Hello, everyone. It's a good news for me. I'm going to share. Do you remember my prayer request before about my big test? I passed. Yay! Yay! Yeah, thank you so much for praying with me. So God really makes miracles. Yeah. So it's a hard test. So it's the ultimate test of my life. Yeah, I passed. Thank you so much for praying for me. And on that day, I also I called my mother, and she was so happy to hear about the news that I passed the test. And finally, this will be my last semester to just finish the paper, and I'll be having my diploma. Yeah, yeah. The most awaited diploma. Okay, thank you so much for praying for me. That was really a miracle from the Lord, knowing that I haven't been preparing very much due to stress and due to a lot of interruptions. But God really works mysteriously. That's one answered prayer. Another one. This week, my company sent me a letter informing me that they want me to apply for an indefinite work term contract with them. Yeah, so I didn't expect it, but it seems like God is telling me something. God is telling me something. I still have to make sure about it, but yeah. My company wanted me to apply for indefinite term contracts. That said, they could work it out from my next contract, and it will be in April. So, yes, I still have time to prepare and to pray about it. So please continue to pray for me also about it, that God will really lead me to have the right decision, and also to really listen to His will. Third blessing. Yeah. In the Philippines, it's very difficult to schedule a renewal of passport. So one of the reasons that Chris could not come back is his passport will expire in November. And it's a policy in, I don't know, in other countries, but in my country, that when your passport is less than 6 months, so you could not travel abroad. So it was very hard to really schedule a renewal of passport for my son, but God gave us 1 hour on a particular day from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. So I got the appointment for Chris, and it's also a blessing for us, because knowing the scheduling of passport renewal requires about 3 months advance to really have an appointment. It's also God's way of giving us this chance to have Chris' passport renewed on time. Although supposedly his visa will expire next month, but he is at school now. So please pray that I would be able to get another application. I mean, I'm going to apply for another visa for Chris so that he can come back to Japan. Yeah, that's the third blessing. And number four, Chris already found a church. So thank you so much for praying for him. So right now, I'm not having the live feeding now because he's in the church. So the church that he is with is very welcoming for young adults, and he is enjoying it there. And he also found a friend. And that friend is also very into Japanese things. And very into games and a lot of stuff that Chris really likes so much. So he's also an only son, and most of their interests are really similar, and they share so much in common. And now they're treating themselves as brothers that he often forgets to send me messages now. It pains me, but before he gets to sleep, he just say, sumimasen mama, good night. Well, at least he says good night. So at least he remembers me in the morning when he gets up and before he goes to bed. But the whole day, he's been busy with a lot of stuffs. And he says hello to everyone and thank you for praying. And he said his English lesson has been very hard. He has been using his head very hard. I've been using my head very hard, he said. And then the English level in the Philippines is so high, he said. But he said, I will not give up. He is still trying his best. So, yeah, thank you so much for praying. Those are all my blessings. So I just want to share it to you, and I'm very happy for all those good news that I received for this week. Thank you. Glory to God.
Everyone, my name is Grace. I want to thank God because God has been very good to us. This coming Tuesday, Joyce will be 5 years old, and I really thank God for her because it's not been easy for us. Joyce was born in Japan, and I was just finishing my PhD, and I needed to go back to Kenya, and at the same time, I wanted to stay in Japan, so I was asking God to guide me at that time. I was alone and a bit confused, so what I should do, but God gave me a job. Yeah, those of you who've listened to my testimony from a long time ago, you know that I applied for this job in Hiroshima when it was just maybe 2 months Joyce to be born, and I'm just saying, okay, I just hope I will get this job so that I can stay in Japan, because I wanted to stay in Japan, and God has been so good, because I remember I went to Kenya and I came here, Joyce was just 9 months old, you know, I am a single mom, I'm working full time, I have to take care of her, I have to find a hoikuen, so many things, and you're just by yourself. But God has been so good. From that time, God has sent people my way who can help me find every facility or services that I need, and he has guided us all through, and I really bless the Lord. I just bless the Lord because he has really, many people, I like posting her pictures and her life on Facebook, so many people always wonder how I've managed. Because just like that, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and we are just counting, and God has been so good, and she's growing up, she's learning so many things, she's getting so many friends like Megumi-chan, and so many people are coming our way, and we just bless the Lord for that, and so I ask for your prayers. Every year I do a birthday party in my house, and this is the time I get my Japanese friends to come to my house, yeah, once in a year. So it's a very special time for me. And by God's grace, this year I have several mothers from this church, Japanese service, who will also be coming to my house. So it's really a blessing to bring people together and for them to just know that we go to church and we can also be friends with them. And I also thank God because of Joyce, my neighbor is getting close to me. Today her children again stormed my house and they are playing and they are feeling so guilty about that because it's not a natural thing in Japan, you know. Because for years we've not been talking and I didn't even know their names, you know. But suddenly the children just knock my door and they come in without their parents knowing and they play and they play, and today they played until the last minute we are leaving. I have to push them out. Okay, please go. We have to go out with Joyce. And it's really a blessing because children really open opportunities for many things. Actually, I can say all or most of my friends, except the members of the church, most of the friends I've made in Hiroshima is because of Joyce, you know. Because of the kid, it's kind of a way to make a new friend, and it's really a blessing. So please pray for us. On Saturday, we'll be having a people coming over to our house. We really need God's presence in our house and just to be a blessing to people and just that we can have a good time together and that God can also bless our friends. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Art. Micah came to our house. I was good. I went to pick him up, and he's getting ready, and he says, "Where are we going?" And I said, "We're going to go to my house." He says, "Oh, I thought we were going to Lifehouse Church or Lighthouse Church." And I said, I thought to myself, I was pretty clear, you know? And he, like, you know, he doesn't brush his teeth, and he says, "Well, I need to find my toothbrush." And I thought to myself, "You don't brush your teeth." I said to him, "I have a toothbrush for you at the house. Don't worry about that." And so he kind of looked at me and said, I took him at his word, and I thought, oh my gosh, like, I'm catching him off guard. And then I think it was kind of a defense mechanism, but I was like, are you okay to go? He's like, "Yeah, I'm fine to go." And so he went, and he ate a lot. We fed him steak. Maybe that's the key. You gotta buy better meat. But he had a double portion of steak and rice, which was unbelievable. And he, you know, he's stares a lot at things and stands and doesn't sit and has quirks like everybody who's lived in their room by themselves for 3 years. But he worked up the nerve to go outside a couple times by himself, and he's really happy to do the things I ask him to do. So whenever I ask him to do a task, he happily does it. Or I ask him, "Do you want to go to Megumi's Hoyokuen to pick her up?" He wants to come, and he comes right in. And so there's a lot that he really is capable of doing, and there's a lot that he's not. And most of those things that he's not is all trapped up in his head. So I guess pray that he will make a decision to come live with us. I mean, we like to put it to him very simply. He fantasizes about a time when he was in Osaka when things were good. And so that's what he says that he wants to do. And we say, okay. And, you know, Tim and I had before had said, "Well, let's go to Osaka. Give us a date that you can go there by, and, you know, Tim and Toshie will pay for rent while you look for a job." And of course he can't do that. So now our whole thing is like, do you want to take a step towards Osaka or a step away? And clearly, staying in the house is a step away towards Osaka. So we're really hoping that he will just make that leap. And I don't know, there was a lot of prayer going on before his doctor's appointment. And that day, I almost didn't come the night before because I thought, this is pointless. I thought, he is never going to leave. He's never going to go to this doctor's appointment. And he went, and then he showered, and then he hung out, and then he agreed to come to our house. And so pray. Pray this week that Micah will just, you know, that switch will flip, and he will want to get out and come and stay with us. I really want him to be the first guy that we have, because I want him to be the senpai, and I want to empower him to help the other people that come. And so if he's not the first, he's kohai. And so I really want him to be the first one to come, and especially because we have a relationship with Tim and Toshie. Tomorrow we meet our local group, our Fucho, our neighborhood boss. We met with him, and he's really nice, and he told us about all the meetings that they have, and we have such and such a meeting, and then we drink, and we have such and such a meeting, and then we drink, and we have such and such a meeting, and then we drink, and I said, I'm seeing a pattern, I get it. So it's not a drinking meeting tomorrow night, unfortunately, because, you know, because it's Monday. You can relate to each other. He says, when we drink, we can relate to each other very well. I said, yes. Well, also, if you go to therapy, you can relate with other people well, too. But, you know, whatever. You do what you do. So we're meeting all of our, like, I don't know, maybe 10 houses of the really, really close neighbors. And we've met maybe a third of them. But please pray for us tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. We go. Oh, and Micah likes children. He likes Megumi, and Megumi adores Micah. And so we're really glad about that. And yeah.
Hello everyone, I'm Miwa. Last Monday, I wake up in the morning, I watch the TV, I was very surprised because the big earthquake attacked North Osaka area. And there is my hometown, and I was surprised and I became a little confused and how my friends, everybody all right or someone gets hurt or something. And I remember that maybe 12 years ago, there is a big earthquake in there, which name is Hanshin Awaji Daishinsai. I remember that. So many people die and get hurt, and the apartment, the building, everything destroyed. It was horrible thing. And anyway. By the way, and then I called the phone to my friends. Everybody okay, and no one get hurt. But it was a really, really big shake, and they are surprised they couldn't standing like this, just rolling on the floor like that. Yeah, but I'm really thankful God, my God saved my friends and not, you know, the earthquake was really big, but not be horrible thing. Yeah, I'm really thankful God. Thank you. Amen.
I just wanted, one thing I wanted to add to the art story about what Micah told me, that yes, the place, the art house was very, the area was beautiful, and that reminded him that Canada, that he smells the air is so clean and kind of fresh. And but one thing he didn't like was the bugs. Bugs and insects in the house. He's not good at dealing with them. So just when you pray for that, like Micah will kind of overcome that fear. But anyway, last weekend I happened to be in the Kansai area, and Sunday I was in Shiga Prefecture in my sister's place in Maibara, and but I had an appointment to meet somebody in my hometown the next morning, Monday in the early morning, 9 o'clock. So I decided to go down to Kyoto, my hometown, and so of course, just before 8 o'clock, I felt a big shake. My hometown is very close to the epicenter, and so it was very big. My dad's house, I was alone, you know, nobody lived there, but my dad's house kind of old, and but nothing broke. So I really praise God that really nothing broke. Like even the cupboard it's kind of sliding door, so didn't open up. And only one thing I was very concerned was outside kind of, say the stone wall, stone, and already that was kind of old, and it has some cracks a little bit even before that. But so I totally forgot about it, and then when my sister in Shigakan, you know, lined me, because we couldn't talk on the phone because all phone was so busy, so we couldn't connect each other, but line was okay. I was able to talk in the line, and so it's a good app. But so my sister reminded me, go outside and check the wall. And so I went there, and it was fine. I was so afraid that maybe kind of fell down like the, you know, Takatsuki's story, you know, but there was nothing happening. So I was so glad. And but only things that really troubled me was all local train was stopped. And I wanted to come back to Hiroshima that night, that day. And Shinkansen started moving earlier, like by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, already moving towards no problem. But local trains, local JR, local private trains, everything stopped. Especially my area is so near the epicenter, so stopped. And so I couldn't get to the Shinkansen stations, the Kyoto station or Shin-Osaka. But my friend happened to be that my friend I was supposed to meet also about the some legal paperwork and stuff. So he came to my dad's house late night, and then around 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock at night, he was able to make it to by car, because the traffic was so bad too, that because train stops, so traffic that was very bad, so it taking so long for him to come to meet me. But and then he checks my legal paper and stuff, and then he offered me to take me to the Kyoto station. So I was able to get there just in time for the last train. So I was able to take the Shinkansen home, and Tim would pick me up from the Hiroshima station. So I really thank God that I was able to come back safely. And my daughter Gina was living in Osaka, and her mansion, her apartment was okay, no problem. But the only thing that troubled her is her workplace in Sakai is much, much south. So the Sakai area is no damage, anything. So she's a yoga instructor, so she has to give the yoga lessons there. And so she needs to go down there. And usually it takes her 15 minutes to get there by train, but that day took her 4 hours to get her, but she was able to make it to give her a lesson. So she was fine also. Just only thing, the elevator stopped, but it's okay. So thank you. I really thank God.
Hello. Hello. My name is Aya. I am Christian. I don't speak Japanese, English. ちょっとなら分かります。I want to Ion Mall, but play friends this play I'm go church very grace thank you